Okay. Sorry about that. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure that their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile phones devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facilities during the meeting, and anyone found to do so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I will remind members of the obligation under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, start stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on the item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for the comments, any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facilities to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I will remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facilities so that we are aware of this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, if we start off with any apologies. Okay, moving on, declarations of interest. Anybody, any declarations of interest? Nope. Okay. Just before start, Chairman's remarks. I will get this up. Nurien Mourne and Down District Council Peace Four Partnership hosted a final event celebrating the success of the Peace Four funded Local Authority Action Plan. The Local Authority Action Plan has delivered over 180 community sporting, cultural, historical and capital projects since 2017, engaging over 4,000 participants from the council area. The Action Plan was funded through European Union's Peace Four programme, which is managed by the Special EU Programmes Body, SEUBPB. The programme was designed to support peace and reconciliation in Northern Ireland and the border counties of Ireland and contribute to the promotion of social and economic stability through the actions that promote cohesion between communities. Match funding was provided by the Executive Office, of Northern Ireland and Department of Rural Community Development in Ireland. With a budget of 4.7 million, the programme supported 29 objectives with over 180 projects across three strategic themes: children and young people, building positive relations and shared spaces and services. Over 4,000 children and adults have engaged in the Peace Four programme. The ambitious action plan was managed by the Council's Peace Four team and is delivery partners such as the Policing and Community Safety Partnership. I would also like to congratulate Saville GAA on winning their intermediate final at the weekend, and they played Ross Trevor in what was a great match and a game of football. I'd also like to congratulate Kilcoo on winning a 10th county title in 11 years season, retaining the Down SFC crown. Just before we go on, item 11 has a late admission. Just let you know that is the play strategy update. just for counselors. Okay. Action sheet arising. Report. It is 17th of October 2023. Slightly just on the whole way down here. No, we're going here. Okay, 22nd September 2022. Okay, and I will start from page 1 down to 8. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, and page 8. Any comments or questions? Okay, David Lee Sturzner is proposing for that. Any other seconder for that, please? Okay, Barrett, Homer, seconded. Okay, going on to community engagement, financial assistance report.
Yes, Chair. This financial assistance report in front of you this evening details the outcome relating to call 3 and also proposed themes for call 1. And just to provide an update to members at the last AHC meeting, I was asked by councillors to go back and undertake a review in relation to scoring for revenue and call revenue themes in call 3. So I can confirm that I did undertake a review, and I can confirm that I didn't uncover any issues around the scoring applied by the panel or the process as outlined in the policy. So, Chair, no issues identified as yet. I also looked at the appeals process and again tried to... I looked at the appeals process just to make sure that it was working. And again, Chair, I can confirm that groups are utilising the appeals process, and as detailed in the report tonight, there are some decisions by the original panel that have been overturned as a result of appeal. So, as detailed in the report, we also hoped, on the back of concerns raised by councillors and a subsequent meeting with my team, to implement new measures or processes within the electronic grant management system which may assist with applicants going forward. In short, to look at a cut-off point in the system where if a group is failing basic eligibility, that is flagged up at the earliest stage for the group. So those type of minor refinements we're looking at as well, Chair. But for the purposes of the report tonight, we are looking at approval to issue letters to successful applicants in call 3, approval for themes going out in call 1 of next year's financial assistance, and again, this approval by councillors for us to review the electronic grant management system and implement processes that will assist groups going through, and finally to endorse the appeals decision as detailed in the report. Happy to take any questions.
Okay, Councillor Murray, you have a comment and propose.
Yeah, thanks, Janine. Yeah, I'm happy to propose on all three accounts. I think just you hit on a very important point there where you're saying just anything that makes it easier for the applicant, and you know you're not trying to dumb it down in any way, but a lot of the feedback that comes back from community groups and invariably unsuccessful applicants, you know, come back and they talk about the arduous task that it is to get everything done and get everything in line, all the ducks in the line, and anything in the grant management system that could perhaps break that down into them a wee bit and let them make them alert to where they're falling down at an early stage would lead to less concerns and less people coming to us and saying that they can't do it. I don't think anyone would mind if they applied for a grant and they didn't get it, you know, and somebody else got it. It's just probably the process of having to apply for it that was annoying people. And I'm happy to propose the outline for call 1 in 22-23, which all looks good and in order, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Lee Sturgeoner, you've seconded it. Do you want to make a comment at all? Okay. Moving on, item five, the District Electoral Area Forms Update Report.
Yes, Chair, monthly DEA report, and we're just asking for approval for the sleeve crib action sheet, which is in your pack tonight. Happy to take any questions.
Councillor Lewis or Councillor Sargent, would you like to make any comments on that? You first.
Nope, I'm all right. Thank you very much.
And David?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on, item six, Community Coordination Hub update report.
Yes, Chair, members, another monthly report for your consideration and approval. Happy to take any questions.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Oh, thank you very much, Councillor Murray. Proposed. I need a seconder. And Councillor McAteer. Okay, moving on to health and wellbeing. Item 7, consultation response to the draft HSENI corporate plan.
Thank you, Chair. The Health and Safety Executive are consulting with us on their corporate plan for the next 5 years. As a council, we do get involved with a lot of this work. There is joint work because we have enforcement responsibility with the same legislation just across different premises types. So we're just asking that the committee agree to return the attached response. It has been returned by the required date on the proviso that it will be subject to council approval before it can be accepted as our response. So just looking for that to be approval for that.
Okay, Councillor O'Mara, opposed. Just need a seconder. And who have we got up there? Sorry. Lee Sargent, Councillor Lee Sargent. Okay, item 8, the proposed cosmetic regulations.
Thank you, Chair. In this, we're asking that Council consider this and agree to that we send the attached letter to the Minister of Health requesting better regulation and for certain cosmetic treatments and the introduction of a licensing scheme for non-surgical cosmetic procedures. As it says, there is the intention to introduce a licensing regime in the rest of the UK, and there's no law exists, and existing legislation we wouldn't feel is appropriate. So we're just looking at the committee agree that we send the attached letter to the Department of Health requesting that such a scheme is considered.
Okay, just a proposer and seconder. If anybody wants to make a comment, go ahead, please.
Yes, Chair. Sure. Just welcome this as well, because there is a lot of, I suppose, businesses breaking out, but there's no regulation really in it. And I do think it's a way forward to protect our inhabitants and citizens, really, from cowboys as such in the industries. So I do think it's a welcome thing that this, whatever it takes, that there is regulation and we have some sort of control over this to protect the public. And I propose it.
Thank you very much, Councillor McAteer. I just need a seconder.
Yeah, I'll just put in the line there.
Thank you, Councillor Owen. Okay. Items 9 to 13 Items 9 to 13, I will be taking closed session. I need a proposer and seconder, please, to go into committee. Items 9 to 13 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including council, holding that information, and may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. And I need a proposer and seconder, and Thank you very much. Okay.
Chair, just that it's only just, I just noticed this before this, and I was trying to figure out in this what were we actually, what was requiring protection in a sense, because there's nobody, there's no individual concerned here, and there's nothing really of a major financial nature that the public don't need to know.
Okay, thanks for those rejoining. In committee items, the 17th of October 2022, item 9, financial assistance. It was agreed on a proposal of Councillor Moore and seconded by Councillor Herr to approve the financial assistance arrangements for sports capital as outlined in 2.1A and 2.1B of the officer's report with a review after an initial 2-year period. Item 10, play strategy review. It was agreed on a proposal of Councillor Lee Sturgeon and seconded by Councillor McAteer to appoint consultants to complete a desktop review of Council's play strategy 2017-18 to 2022-23 as per the points outlined in section 2.1 of this report. Item 11, play strategy update. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAvoy and seconded by Councillor Lee Sturgeoner to approve the revised project cost as outlined in 2.1.B of the officer's report. Item 12, public tender pulse fitness equipment. On a proposal of Councillor Moore and seconded by Councillor Lee Sturgeoner, the following was agreed. The business case as per Appendix 1 for fitness equipment servicing, repairs and maintenance in Kilkee Leisure Centre, Newcastle Centre, Ballymote Sports and Wellbeing Centre and Bridge Centre Killyleagh, and approve procurement via a public tender for these services and supplies. That officers undertake the appropriate evaluation of the above public tenders in line with procurement guidelines and appoint a preferred bidder and enter into a contract for up to 4 years to the value outlined on the business case. Item 13, commercial property lease of McGrath House, Newry. It was agreed on proposal of Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Casey that a council issue a lease following a final decision with bidder A for a 5-year period. Okay, thank you. And moving on to item 14, Paul, I believe this for yourself, now it's for noting more than anything else, is that correct?
That's correct, Chair. This report is for noting. However, I'd like to maybe just go through a couple of points of it. There's been a lot of discussion about Kilkee Leisure Centre, I suppose, in the public domain and also with elected members. I suppose I just want to outline that planning permission for a £1 million upgrade has now been secured for Kilkee Leisure Centre. We've also been working extensively with Council's capital team to appoint design teams to move this on to the next level, the next part of the project. Those design teams have initially met, and councillors will be aware that we approved the appointment of that design team in last month's committee. And part of that agreement was also to appoint a contractor once we get through the design phase of this project. So that's a really, really positive story for Kilkee Leisure Centre, which I know this particular project has been on the list for a long time. In terms of operations, we know we have had some challenges in the past months in relation primarily as a result of recruitment. We have had some success in recent recruitment, and we've recently got an ongoing recruitment process which looks very positive, and we hope to be able to appoint to fulfil our staffing structure as part of that. You may be aware also that Council agreed back in April 2021 to commence a leisure review, and part of this recruitment process is implementing this leisure review that once implemented, I have full faith in ensuring that the operations of Kilkee Leisure Centre will be back to normal and enhanced as well as part of that process. We've had a number of queries in relation to swimming lessons. We have actually appointed an additional swim teacher to Kilkee Leisure Centre, which councillors approved the budget for as part of last year's rates estimates process. This has allowed us to put on a number of new swimming lessons in Kilkee. We had 60 additional lessons released in early September, and we did have some people that didn't get places. The fact of the matter is that it wasn't an issue with with our booking system. It's essentially an issue of supply and demand. We know we are oversubscribed in most of our leisure centres for swimming lessons. However, we have reviewed our programs to be able to absorb more people into our lessons across the service, and currently there's over 160 children registered in Kilkeel Leisure Centre. Once we get our staff and contingent fully up to speed, we anticipate that that'll increase again, potentially well over 200 at that stage. And we also have about 200 children involved in school lessons on a weekly basis at the moment as well. So we're heading in the right direction in terms of Kilkeel Leisure Centre, particularly in terms of swimming lessons. Something new that we've introduced in Kilkeel Leisure Centre in the last month has been the new health classes and programs, or our Be Active program that we're rolling out district-wide. For Kilkeel Leisure Centre, that looks like an additional 19 health-based programs for the area, something that I suppose Kilkeel's never actually had before, and so it's a great opportunity focusing on our targeted health programs, which have been outlined in the business plan for this for the AHC Directorate, and this is getting rolled out district-wide, but particularly be helpful for Kilkeel Leisure Centre and these additional programs. We've also secured additional funding from the Public Health Agency in terms of expanding Council's exercise referral scheme to Kilkeel specifically, and that has now been up running for almost 3 weeks, where essentially clients are referred from their GPs directly to our exercise referral coordinator, who will be based in Kilkeel. And also Newcastle, but primarily Kilkeel initially, and deliver that program in Kilkeel, which brings it on a par, if you like, with the likes of Newry and Downpatrick Leisure Centre in terms of where those programs are previously administered. So another positive for Kilkeel Leisure Centre. There has been maybe some concerns around the general swimming and booking at the moment, and purely and simply, that comes down to our recruitment. And as I said, we're working towards that recruitment. We'll hopefully be up and running and get appointments in place for prior to Christmas, hopefully, and then we can move back to normal arrangements. But the app and the booking process currently for general swimming is to actually help customers in terms of turning up and not having availability. So by being able to go online on the app and looking at the availability, then that allows people to not be disappointed, if you like, and turn up when they turn up unannounced. That booking process can be done via the app, as I mentioned, but also it can be done via telephone and also in person. We are experiencing a lot of calls, etc. The app is the best way to see availability and to book. However, you can also book through either phone and also in person. So that's why our apps are in place, to help actually improve our customer service like that. So I'm happy to take any questions in terms of that, but we've got a lot of positive things, if you like. We're working towards that, and hopefully by the time we get to Christmas and the new year, we'll see us back to full operations in Kilkeel.
Thank you very much, Paul, for that report. Councillor McAvoy, you have a comment?
Yeah, just really quickly, thank you, Chair. No, look, really appreciate the update, Paul. As you said, it has been very flagged quite a bit, Kilkeel Leisure Centre in particular, but it's great to see that there's a lot of new facilities and classes and things being invested in, and hopefully it brings a bit of reassurance that to the people and those that use it, that, you know, it will... that you are working to get back to where it once was. So really appreciate the update. Thank you.
Okay, from Councillor McKee, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just thanks for the report, Paul. A couple of things are just the design team met on the 6th of October. I was just wondering, I know that's not very long ago, so obviously a bit of work to do on that. Have you any idea when there will be a contractor on site? You know, are we talking about next year? Obviously, the way that's going. There was a few issues there, yeah. Obviously, one of the ones with the multi-skill. Now, I'm getting a lot of this feedback from, there was a public meeting held on the Leisure Centre, another one for tomorrow night. But in relation to multi-skilled, leisure attendant. It was queried around that why they had to be multi-skilled. Is the other neuroendopathic pool attendants or whatever, are they multi-skilled? And what the reason for that, is it to raise the bar a bit higher for them to increase their pay, because obviously there's a difference in the pay strategy in Kilkeel compared with the other. Just now we're hearing this from those who maybe have left, who were actually staffed there, have gone to other pools. We also know that one duty manager has also left there in the last week, I believe, 20 years experience, and he's gone as well. So, and in relation to the app swimming bookings, I know that has created a lot of problems.
Sorry, Councillor McKee, just this shouldn't really be talking about any individual workers as such in there. If you just stick to the point there, thank you very much, Councillor McKee.
Anything I'm saying is on that report there.
Councillor McKee, it's just individual workers as such that way. I prefer not to be mentioned in any details as such, but sorry, go ahead. Thank you.
App and swimming bookings over the counter was also creating a problem. People travel down to make a booking and they're told they can't have it. Then there was also people who were about to swim and told the pool's not open today. And then there was issues around funding, reimbursement of the money, and that was proven very difficult as well. So the other thing is, and I'll end with this here, when will this report be made public that it can go out there to others? Because I do believe there's a lot of stuff in that report there that again, a bit like some of the other stuff, why is it even being kept in-house in committee? Thank you.
Councillor McKee, this is an open session here. This is in public and being recorded. And press R here as well.
It says Appendix 1 and B to be considered in committee.
The appendices were in closed meetings, but the actual report was an open session.
Okay, that's good. Glad to hear that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McKee. Okay, any other questions? No? Okay. I am moving on, and I'm going to ask request a proposer and seconder from items 14 to 21 to be noted. And Councillor McAfee and Councillor Moore, thank you very much. Any questions from other councillors?
Just
Councillor
McAteer. Yeah, it was just on the very last one, actually, just maybe a one word lightness. I just noted in that report on the water inspectorate for Drummer Road that the levels of aluminium were quite raised in the water, and they were given to 2025 to have it corrected. Could you just elaborate a wee bit on it? Should we be happy and content that is sufficient time? Or should there be? Because NI Water come here on an annual basis and state the case that they have very little money to invest in anything. So as long as the public health isn't being endangered by lack of funding for a start, and number two, by be given such a long time scale to 2025 to have a correction of the high levels of aluminium.
Through the chair, the drinking water inspector, obviously the responsible body for that, I can make further inquiries as to the reasons. I presume it's technical reasons that whatever work has to be done, that their priority will be public health. So I can make further inquiries. So I did notice that as well, that it seemed a few years off, but
yeah.
I can make further inquiries.
Yeah,
I don't know the answer now.
There's lots of speculation in the area about health, et cetera, in our area and higher levels of cancer, not making any connection, of course, but these are questions sometimes that people do raise, and the like of ourselves really should be, I suppose, seeking sort of clarification and assurances as a matter of public interest. Thank you. I appreciate that coming back on that.
Okay, thank you, Councillor McAteer. Councillor Lee Sargent, you have a question on item 20.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Basically, I was just curious if there's any, I know that there's health provisions as part of the council working in conjunction with the executive office and other government departments. I'm just wondering if there has been, how to describe it, if there has been liaising with like the mental health team, because I met many of the Ukrainian refugees and I know some of them like as like good friends, stuff like that. And I'm just curious if they are getting mental health, like PTSD support, if that makes sense. Thanks.
Okay, Councillor Sturz, and that is item 20, Ukraine Assistance Centre update.
Yes, through the chair. In short, everybody who's processed through the assistance centre is provided with an opportunity to avail of wraparound services. So when you have agencies such as the Trust, they will be advising on the whole range of services that are available to everyone that walks in through the door. So the short answer is yes.
Does that answer your question, Councillor?
Yes, sir. Great, thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much, folks. And with us, good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Kate.